This is Ted Kennedy. It's time to improve the shamefully low quality health care provided to minorities. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, despite the miracles of modern medicine, the vast majority of our minority citizens have not benefited fairly from these advances. Infant mortality for blacks is far worse than for whites, and death rates from cancer and other diseases are much higher. A similar deadly differential affects Latinos, American Indians, and other ethnic groups. A 1986 federal report found that minorities suffer 60,000 preventable deaths a year from heart disease, cancer, stroke, and other illnesses. 60,000 needless deaths. That's unacceptable, Al. It's time to end the disgraceful double standard in health care. Dr. Louis Sullivan, President Bush's Secretary of Health and Human Services, has just endorsed a measure I've offered to earmark special funds for better health care for minorities. Join us, Al. Segregation is wrong anywhere, anytime, any place, and that includes segregated health care, too.
I'm all for equality in health care, and I know that fine man, Louis Sullivan, the only black Republican appointment that has made it past your careful scrutiny, Ted. He's working hard to improve health care. But segregated is an inflammatory term, Ted. Hospitals aren't turning people away because of race. The issues are broader and far more complex than that. Many minority patients have inadequate insurance, and they often seek medical care too late. It's true in the case of infant mortality. Alcohol, cocaine, and tobacco addiction are also sad realities with expectant mothers. One's own personal decisions affect their health more than the government does, Ted. We must take a careful look at the roles of prevention and education before we embrace your common pattern of just throwing the bucks at the problem. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the pre-summit meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.